This is your Pacific Pulse.
I'm Senior Airman Trevor Gordonier. In Korea, the U.S. Space Force 73rd Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Squadron, Detachment 2, found a new home on Osan Air Base. It's the first U.S. Space Force detachment in the Republic of Korea and sets the foundation for future air and space cooperation in the Indo-Pacific theater by providing localized space capabilities on the Korean Peninsula and across the world. In the Indian Ocean, the annual Cooperation and Readiness Afloat Training exercise concludes. The Expeditionary Fast Transport USNS Millinocket worked with Bangladesh crews through numerous events, focusing on tactical maneuvering, tracking and pursuing targets, and screening for potential threats. In Japan, the crew of the guided missile cruiser USS Antietam returned to Naval Station Yokosuka following a successful deployment. The return marked the end of a 9-month deployment to the U.S. 7th Fleet Area of Operations. This has been your Pacific Pulse. Thanks for listening.